Friends, roadies, countrymen, and folks around the world, lend me your ears as I podcast from the Limpopo province of South Africa. This is John Edmund with more anecdotes from this part of the world called the Bushveld. Because of the nature of this intriguing place, many characters have evolved, along with their customs, traditions, and pastimes. Having lived here for so long, some of these idiosyncrasies have rubbed off on me. Now, the home brewing of alcoholic beverage is an age-old activity known in every culture and every place in the world. The Bushveld and the whole of South Africa, for that matter, is no different. With its wide variety of wild and agricultural fruit, the art of distilling South African version of moonshine, namely Mampur, is alive and well and has been handed down from generation to generation. More than 30 years of my time in the Bushveld was spent farming and living off the land. It was then that I met more Bushveld folk and learned and shared their customs. An old man, actually a retired police sergeant, taught me the art of brewing Bushveld moonshine. It's called Mampur. He came around to my farm one day and brought his kettle along. Not a tea kettle or a coffee kettle. Oh, no. It was a still made of copper, the kind you see in hillbilly books and movies. He brought with him some canisters of rotting fruit that had been mixed with portions of water and sugar. 2/3 fruit and water and 1/3 sugar. It had a pungent smell, and it was poured into the kettle, under which we made a small but continuous fire. The lid was sealed with mud. After slow boiling for some time, a pure spirit came dripping out of the spout, which was filtered through linen and poured into bottles. After a session of 7 hours of stoking, filtering, and pouring, we had several bottles of spirit, which were all thrown into one container. They were then mixed and poured back into the bottles. That was the blending technique. A tot of that with a mixer like tonic water or soda was stronger than any whiskey or brandy. Uncle Marnie, as he was called, gave me a word of caution. Pas op, as they say in Afrikaans. Watch out. I was intrigued. And with the acquisition of 2 copper geezers and the help of a boilermaker friend, I became the owner of 2 stills. Where to now? Well, with the marula fruit season being in full swing, a Mampur brewing contest was arranged by the local community. It was held in a nearby town called Rooiburg. I entered the competition, and there were about 15 other entries. The adjudicators tasted all the various offerings, and much to my surprise, I won. This experience spurred me into, pardon the pun, cooking up a song called Mampur, Mampur. It was slightly exaggerated, but a lot of fun, and became very, very popular. My wife, Teresa, wrote the Afrikaans lyric to the song, and it was recorded by an Afrikaans artist called Tace Die Bosveld Klong. I then wrote an English version to this song, and I included it on my Ballads of the Bushveld album. Well, most of my songs are based on fact, and like a painting, they have to be embellished with colour. Now, the eastern part of the Kalahari Desert is called the Green Kalahari Bushveld, and having visited there and performed at some of their festivals, I met some of their solid salt-of-the-earth citizens. Here is a story about one of them. There was once a young boy called Smith who grew up on a Kalahari farm. Although he loved the wide open spaces, he wanted to be a farmer like his dad. His mother encouraged him to study medicine. This he did, and after graduation, he took a post with the Canadian government. He treated Canadians from all walks of life and lived a Canadian lifestyle, but longed for his birthland. On a visit back to South Africa, Dr. Smith contacted me and asked me to meet him so that he could buy some of my music. In a crowded Pretoria shopping mall, I was greeted by a barefooted Dr. Smith, who told me how he had gone on a hunting trip immediately after his arrival home, and about the joy of walking barefoot and the feel of the Kalahari sand between his toes. This experience stuck in my mind. It stuck there for a long time, and from it the song Kalahari Sand Between My Toes was kindled, ignited, and grew into a recording. So, Dr. Smith, that was many years ago, and if by chance you are listening to this podcast, thank you for inspiring me to write a song about you and your love for your homeland. With that, folks, I'll have to shake the sand from between my toes, put my shoes on, and leave you until next week. I hope you've enjoyed listening to some of my tales as much as I've enjoyed telling them to you. For now, folks, I wish you a warm Bushveld greeting and say goodbye, tot ziens, go well, shalom, salagashli, and the magic word that means all of these things, zrakanaka.